This recording, South Africa 51, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more for her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in her mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on her plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut about the office like a lunatic, which made an unsettling mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Karma, Karma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Karma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered aether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Karma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bath the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. So I was born in Eastern Cape, Queenstown. I was born in July 1977, 7 July, so I'm 777. I grew up with my grandmother. I hardly knew my mother. So we don't really have a good relationship. So I also don't know my father. And it's hard, but anyway, what can we do? It's life. It's part of life, yeah. So I'm a very strong woman. I'm very independent. And I look forward to anything that comes my way. I can handle anything that comes my way. Sometimes there is a weakness in anyone, but you have to wake up and continue with the life. I love loving people, knowing people, talking, making jokes, meeting new people, and all that stuff. A hard worker as well. The reason why I moved from the Eastern Cape to Western Cape, I came here because my grandmother couldn't afford me. So I thought, when I finish my standard 8, so I thought that I could come to Cape Town and then my aunts will look after me, but it didn't happen. So it was very difficult. I only went to school from January and then until April. So after April, I couldn't go back to school because I still didn't have the uniform and I couldn't ask my grandmother because she already did so much for me. So I thought that, okay, let me go and look for work. So I started working. So I was doing domestic work, looking after kids and cleaning the houses and sleeping over, only go to my aunt's house at the month end, which is Friday, Saturday, Sunday, then on Monday, then I have to go back. So I was very bright at school. I really wanted to go to school, but I didn't have the opportunity. So, yeah. My dream is to, you know, there are so many kids without parents, and there are people who are raising kids that doesn't belong to them, and they are still giving them whatever it is that they need. So I would like to volunteer to stuff like those, just encouraging and thanking the people that are doing the good job, because raising someone else's child is not an easy job. Yeah, my grandmother, she was my friend. Anything, she was everything. Okay, my grandmother used to wayeqhela umakhulu wami wayeqhela ukuthi kum ukuze uphumelele ebomini funeka usebenze njengekhoboka ukuze uphile njengenkosazana. So she was always saying to me, in order for you to live like a queen, you need to work like a slave.